I have noticed that people tend to become debilitated. It almost seems like they are paralyzed by the possibility of making the wrong decision. And so often it keeps us back in life. And this can apply to just about any area of life where you want to make decisions. It could be, where am I going to have dinner tonight? All the way up to something like, what should I do for a living? Should I quit my job and go into business for myself, which is a decision I made a little while back. And I just want to talk to you about what I have learned about making decisions. I think it's probably been about 7 or 8 years ago now, I discovered podcasts. And the first podcast I listened to was Tim Ferriss's podcast. And Tim Ferriss talks to successful people, you know, whatever success means to that person. It means something different to everyone. But he talks to people who have accomplished their goals or are on their way to accomplishing their goals. And I believe it's Jim Rohn who says, you become like the five people you spend the most time with. So I have been spending lots of time with Tim Ferriss and people like him by listening to podcasts. Every time I'm in my car, I'm listening to a podcast. People talking about how they have succeeded in life and the mindsets, the behaviors, the habits that went into that success. And I have heard it repeated over and over and over again that the people who are most successful in life are quick decision makers. And when I first heard that, I felt really discouraged because I thought, I am not a quick decision maker. Another thing that I have noticed that really freaked me out at first, my little inner perfectionist. So I am a firstborn, and firstborns tend to be pretty perfectionistic. We tend to think we need to do it just right or not at all. And I learned that people who are highly successful have a really different relationship with the idea of failure. They don't think of failure as this terrible thing. They think of it as a learning opportunity. So the other day, I used my GPS to get someplace on the other side of town, someplace I'd never been before. And the whole way there, like I'm driving along the blue path, like the outline for me on Google Maps that's saying, take this path. But there's all these little side paths that say similar ETA or 2 minutes longer, or you can choose this way instead. And I thought, this is too much. Like, us perfectionists really want to know that we're making the right decision. And so I'm just going to plant this seed right now. What if there is no such thing as a right decision? What if it's just a decision? What if you can make a decision and then make it right? So I'm just going to plant that seed. And so I'm getting there. And I've actually been thinking about this metaphor for a while. I've been planning to make a video about it, saying, you know, just choose a path and stay on it and don't look at all the different diversions. But then I realized, you know what? I could take that side street and I could go that direction and it might take me 1 minute longer, or I could go this way and it might take me a little longer. Or I actually know that if I turn right on 16th Street, that it will get me there just as fast, but it's a prettier route and it's less traffic. But Google Maps isn't even telling me about that. Like, there are so many options, and guess what? They are all going to get me to the same place in the end. So I want to tell you, this is what I've learned about making decisions. It's really important to get a clear picture of the destination. Where do you want to be? So let's take this for the example of going out to dinner. You could choose Indian, Asian, American, Irish. There's all these different choices of restaurants to eat. Maybe you're the person who you're going to be dining with has a couple different choices. Maybe they just want you to choose. Do you hate it when people ask you to choose where to eat? I do. If I'm going to go out to dinner, I want that person to tell me where we're going. And then 9 times out of 10 is like, oh, but I don't really like that kind of food. So anyway, what you would want to do is think about what it is that you would like to experience at dinner. This could be that you want a quiet place where you can have conversation with the person or people that you're going to be dining with. It could be that you just want to relax and experience excellent service. It might be that you are craving a particular kind of of cuisine, a particular genre of food. So start to get really clear on what it is that you'd like to experience. And the best way to do this is actually to think about how you're going to feel when you're finished. What's going to make you feel satisfied and refreshed? And, or, you know, maybe you want to go someplace really quick. You're looking for fast food and you want someplace when you are getting to the end of that drive-through. I would imagine we all don't do drive-through very often, but let's imagine we do. When you're pulling out of that drive-through, you think, oh, that was so fast. So when you set a clear intention of the destination, it actually tunes the reticular activating system of the brain to remind you of all the places and show you all the ways that you can get to that destination. This works so well for big picture goals, for great big huge goals. So for me, a lot of people that I talk to really struggle to choose a niche or a niche, depending on what part of the world you're in. They don't know exactly who they want to talk to. This is that paralysis of choice. There are so many different people you could help. As hypnotists, we often think, well, I know how to help smokers. I know how to help people with anxiety. I know how to help people who overeat. Like, there's, hypnosis can help so many different things. And we're always hearing, you need to niche, you need to niche. And I do teach that somewhat, but I also think there's another way. And that is to really focus on the outcome. Like, 5 years from now, where do you want to be financially? What kind of testimonials do you want to receive in your inbox when you open your DMs on Facebook or your emails? What kind of emails do you want people to be sending to you? And I get these all the time. This isn't to brag. you know, someone reaching out and saying, oh, that cheat sheet that you just sent, I needed to hear that. I feel like you and I are on the exact same journey, and I really needed to hear what you are saying. Thank you so much. This helped me in this area of my life. I just received a DM from someone this week who, I haven't run a weight loss program in quite some time, but this woman messaged me who was in one of my very first weight loss groups, and she said, Lori, I just want to thank you so much because I have been able to lose 14 pounds that I'd been trying for years to lose that weight. And just by doing the visualizations that you taught me, that weight has fallen off. I don't know if fallen, that's probably not how she worded it. And she said, I just want to thank you so much. And I'm so much nicer to myself. And I've thrown my scale away. And it was just like, it gave me the biggest boost because sometimes we struggle to, feel like to know we're making a difference. So sorry for that diversion. I wasn't planning to go that way, but think about how you want to feel at the destination. Think about the people you want to reach. Think about what it's gonna be like when you have, quote, arrived. And one of the coolest parts about this journey, if we're talking about the journey of, you know, doing this as a profession, being the entrepreneurial journey, I don't believe that there is ever a destination. This isn't like Google Maps where you get the little star that pops up and says, you've arrived. It's all about the journey. And so when you use the tools that I'm about to teach you for making those decisions, it helps. So step one is get a clear idea of how you want to feel when you have arrived. Okay. I have a free audio called The Answer Room, and I can tell you guys how to get that in a minute, but it's an audio where I just help a person get into a relaxed place, because if you're trying to make a decision from a place of anxiety and stress and overwhelm, you're going to literally block your resources. But when you get into a relaxed place, it's like you can tune into that part of you that knows the things you don't know you know. And as I'm guiding them through this audio, I have them go and sit down at a table. And at this table, they meet someone who's going to give them insight about the problem or about the decision, give them insight and help them have some clarity of direction. So as they're walking to the table, I throw in a suggestion that they walk past a plaque on the wall, this ornate, beautiful plaque that says, make a decision and make it right. And that is because I have heard over and over and over from high-performing entrepreneurs that the best way to move ahead in life is to make a freaking decision. We spend so much time, we waste so much time trying to choose the right thing that we keep ourselves stuck. And I want you to stop doing that and just make a decision. You can start practicing this in small ways. When you get dressed in the morning and you're not sure if you want to wear the blue shirt or the red shirt, just grab a freaking shirt and put it on. And every time you look at yourself in the mirror, say, I'm glad I chose this shirt. This was the right decision. So what happens is, if you've heard it said, the way you do little things is the way you do everything. That used to stress me out because I thought, oh, I have to be perfect in every way in order to be okay. And no, what it actually means is you can teach your unconscious mind power principles in really small ways that will resonate and resound in other areas of your life. So just making quick decisions when it doesn't really matter can help you teach you to make quick decisions when it does matter. Okay, if this is freaking you out, I want to show you a way to get almost instant clarity about the right decision. I don't necessarily think there is a right or wrong decision. When you have a clear intention, when you have really clearly helped yourself understand what it is that you want to accomplish in the end, it gives you a lot of clarity. However, sometimes, you know, maybe, let me think of a good example. The only example I can think of is a dating example. I try not to talk about dating it very often, but I am single. I've been single for a long, long time. I'm not totally sure I want to be unsingle, but occasionally I will go on dates. And I, you know, if I'm making a decision, should I go out with this person or not? There's a way that you can check in with your body to tune into the part of you that knows the things you don't know you know. Some people might call this intuition. Some people might call this their highest self. And I was telling you, I listened to a lot of Tim Ferriss, and he recently had a guest on his show. I believe her name is Diana Chapman. I might have her last name wrong, but the first name is Diana, and it was one of his recent episodes, probably the last six or seven. And she, I think all hypnotherapists should listen to this episode, because she expertly guides people through the process of tuning into their body to make decisions. And if anyone has ever taught you muscle testing, I'm not gonna go too much into what that means, but I get frustrated with muscle testing because I feel like I'm not good at it. But this that she taught during that podcast was really helpful. So I'm gonna walk you through this right now. And this is just a quick way to check in with your body if the answer is yes or no. So what I'd like you to do is right now, just think about a time when you have done something that you absolutely love. This was like a mountaintop moment. Maybe it was a place you went on vacation or a dining experience or some kind of a project or goal that you accomplished, a race that you won. Just go into a moment where you were feeling absolutely amazing, where you knew this was the right choice. And what I want you to do is just imagine that you can notice the way your body is vibrating as you know that this is the right choice. And when I heard her guide me through this, I thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, my body's not vibrating, but just notice any kind of a emotion that you're aware of inside the body. And just think these words to yourself, this is the right choice. And notice how that enhances that physical sensation. Perhaps you notice physical sensations in the head, the chest, the gut, and elsewhere in the body. And just know, like, what you are doing right now is you are creating a blueprint of your whole body yes. And so in the future, you can ask yourself about a certain decision and you're gonna get a whole body yes or not. Okay, so this is what or not looks like. So think about a time when, you know, maybe you said, yes, I'll go to dinner with you, and you got them, you're like, this sucks. Or you made a business decision and you realized that was not the best choice that you could have made. Just notice times when you have made the wrong decision and how it felt. And notice the way your body is vibrating when your body is saying, no, run away. This was not the right choice. Just notice how your body is vibrating. Notice the way it feels perhaps in your chest, your heart, your gut. And just tell yourself, this is what no feels like. You guys, the part of us that knows what's best for us is nonverbal. It is almost animalistic. and it doesn't speak English or any other language. It communicates through feelings. And those feelings are literally happening in the body. I'm not talking about emotions. I'm talking about a felt sense and what is actually happening in the body. And when you learn to tune into your body, you become magical. It is such a gift. So the way that you would use this is, if you're trying to decide, let's just say you're trying to decide where to go to dinner, you can say, okay, I want to go to the Bent Fork. That's this great restaurant in my area. And so you would just say, I'm going to go to the Bent Fork. You act like you've made the decision in your mind, and then you just tune into your body and notice if it's a yes or a no. And then maybe the second option is Rock Bottom Brewery. So you say, okay, I'm going to go to Rock Bottom Brewery, and you notice if it's a yes or a no. If you've ever done pendulum work, this is the same sort of thing, except you don't need a pendulum with you. You always have your body, and so you can tune into this wisdom at any time. And I believe that there's something going on where you're actually picking up on, I know this is going to get woo-woo, but I know a lot of you are open to this. You're actually picking up on things that are outside of your senses, outside of the things that you would know, to tune into something bigger than you that helps to give you guidance. And I recommend you try this in small ways, because you're going to start to get so good at this that when you make bigger decisions, you have a wisdom about the right decision to make. Again, there's that word right decision, which I think is complete BS. I don't think there usually is a right decision. I think it's about being decisive, taking action, and making it right. And even if you, quote, fail, you are learning so much about the next step. There is someone here on this call who recently had a setback in business. I won't go into detail about it, but It was a frustrating experience. And I thought, oh man, I really feel for her. And as it's playing out, I realized, man, when her business blows up, when she is just reaching people like crazy, the fact that this so-called failure happened now is going to set her up for so much more success down the road. So I want you to know, like, what if, and I don't know if this is true, but what if everything happens for a reason? And if we operate on the assumption that, oh, I was supposed to make that so-called mistake, it's going to set me up for something so much more awesome down the road. If you operate on that assumption, you become so much more resilient. You're able to rebound so much more quickly and move on to the next thing. Okay, I'm looking over at my notes now because I want to. Okay, so make a decision and make it right, and then change course if you need to. You know, if this thing is just completely bombing, don't stay on that path. There's this thing called sunk cost bias. And it is, oh man, I've already invested in this. I've sunk so much money into this. I have to go down with this ship. When we would be so much more wise to just cut our cost, to take the loss and move forward and start doing the next thing. This is, you know, people who have chosen a college degree and they keep in that thing for 4 years, even though they know they're not gonna do that thing. They just stay in there because they've already paid, they've already committed, they're gonna let their parents down, whatever it is. Or let's say you purchase tickets to a concert, and as the date gets closer, that concert is, you realize, oh my gosh, it's an outdoor concert, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be so cold, I don't even like this group that much. And someone invites you to another really amazing experience, and you think, oh no, I spent $80 on this concert ticket, I can't do that. And so not only are you out $80, you're out a fun evening. So don't be so committed to your decisions that you aren't willing to cut the cord and move on to the next thing. All right. I'm going to talk to you about one more thing. I wasn't planning to do this, but I do want to talk to you about something called fear setting. And I learned this also from Tim Ferriss. When I made the decision to quit my job as a hairstylist and become a full-time hypnotist, I had already tried to start another business, perhaps even a couple different businesses, but one I had gone all in and really just tried to do this on the side. And I worked 3 12-hour shifts per week as a hairstylist. So I had 4 days off every week. And I actually loved that schedule. But during my 4 days off, I just did not get the stuff done that I wanted to do to get to my business. And so when I decided that I was going to become a hypnotist, when I saw the way that hypnosis had radically changed my life, I knew that if I didn't go all in and make this, like, cut all the, if I didn't push myself out of the nest, that I would not fly. And so I sat down, I actually took a notebook to a coffee shop, and I did this exercise. Like I said, Tim Ferriss calls it fear setting, F-E-A-R-S-E-T-T-I-N-G. You can Google Tim Ferriss fear setting and find his TED talk about it. But the one question in particular that he suggested that we ask is, if I do this, what is the worst thing that could happen? And I'm sitting in that coffee shop and my heart is pounding and I'm freaking out. Like, am I really gonna do this? And I didn't have a big savings account. I am not recommending this, by the way, but like, it was sink or swim for me. I had to make this work and it was really scary. And so I thought, okay, if I do this, the worst thing that's gonna happen, all my kids are adults. I am the only person who is seriously impacted by this decision. And if I fail, guess what? Sorry, my phone is ringing again. Let me push this button. If I fail, the worst that can happen is that I go back to being a hairstylist, which I love. I actually loved being a hairstylist. I didn't quit because I hated it. I quit because I was so passionate about making this work, about being able to travel, about reaching people, about making a good living that doesn't trade dollars for hours. And so I realized that, you know, this really isn't a risk. I know, in fact, when I did go ahead and give my notice, the owner of the salon said, this place is always open to you. You ever want to come back, you just say the word. So I knew I could come back at any time. So that was really, really helpful. And another thing that he recommends is make the decision. And I even wrote this in my journal. I said, okay, I'm going to quit my job. And just notice how your body responds. And I don't think I said I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to become a full-time hypnotist. I'm going to follow my dream. And notice the way your body responds when you make the decision. And this is the kind of what I showed you to do a moment ago. Pretend like you've made the choice. Notice how your body responds. You can do this for small decisions. You can do this for big decisions. And I'll usually do both. I'll say, okay, I am going to quit my job as a hairstylist and become a hypnotist full time. And for me, it was like my whole body just lit up. It was like this sensation that stemmed from the center of my chest and radiated out in this like sparkly, glittery way. And it was a feeling that some people might call anxiety, because anxiety and excitement are actually coded the same way in the body. But I knew that this was excitement. It was like, holy cow. this is going to happen. This is really happening. And then you can try the opposite decision. I'm going to remain a hairstylist and just keep doing this job where I only make money if I am behind the chair and I cannot travel and, you know, I'm not doing what I want to do. it's, you know, the idea of staying a hairstylist, just, it felt heavy. It felt dull. It felt just like there, almost like there was no vibration. It was just flat. Your body knows. You can trust your body. And the more you practice this, the better you'll get at it and the more awesome decisions you'll be able to make, and you can make them more and more quickly. And when something goes wrong, when something goes off plan, just realize that this is just me learning something. How is this? What if this was supposed to happen? Because there's something so much cooler in store for me. And when I made the decision to quit my job as a hairstylist and be a hypnotist, I never in a million years would have imagined it playing out the way that it has. The one thing that came to me shortly after I quit my job is I imagined doing group work over Zoom because I wanted to be able to travel. So I wanted to work from anywhere in the world with a Wi-Fi connection. And this is when everyone's saying, oh, you can't do hypnosis over Skype. Nobody had even heard of Zoom yet. This is way pre-pandemic. And but I envisioned doing group work because then I'm no longer trading dollars for hours. People can be paying me a really realistic sum of money for them, and yet I can make an excellent thousands of dollars in a single session. So where I am now, guiding other hypnotists and equipping other hypnotists to reach more people, I never in a million years would have imagined when I made this decision. And so the thing is, when you just act, take action, take action, take action, you're going to find that where you end up doesn't even come close to where you imagined you would be at the beginning. And that's why you want to set that intention of what you want to experience. Like, where do I want to be in 5-10 years? All I knew, like, this is, okay, here's what I actually envision, you guys. I envision standing on a stage that is like Tony Robbins type crowd and impacting thousands and thousands of people. And that's, in my mind, that's a kind of a metaphorical reach. It's not a literal thing that might happen, but as I continue to just take action, I wouldn't be surprised if that literally physically happens, where I am someday in a great big arena speaking to thousands and thousands of people. And I had been following one of the podcasts that I listen to often, and I highly recommend this one if you are an entrepreneur or interested in being an entrepreneur, is Amy Porterfield's podcast. And I know that Amy Porterfield makes $10 million a year doing what she does. And I do something very similar to what she does, but I'm at the very baby steps, infancy. And so what I pictured when I had my vision is making a really, really good living, having a stability that was never modeled for me by my parents, who never had anything put away for retirement. My mom is in her 70s and still working. I wanted the security. So I'm making pictures of myself of security and wealth and abundance and reaching people that I, with a message of hope. And what's happened is that as I just make decisions, take one step after another, some of them really awesome, some of them appear to be real big failures, but just continuing to move forward, I'm now reaching other hypnotherapists and equipping them to do this as well, which I never would have imagined. You know, I've only been doing this for 4 years. I said in a coffee shop, it was actually 4 years and like 3 months ago, and made this decision and have just been taking action imperfectly, inconsistently. Like, I have not been doing everything just right, but when I fall down, I pick myself back up. When my imposter monster tells me I'm an absolute joke, I say, okay, thanks. I'm gonna keep going anyway. You know, usually after trying to imagine if I'm gonna just like delete all my stuff and become invisible and go back to being a hairstylist. And then I wake up the next morning and I realize it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna keep going. Okay, I hope this has encouraged you all. And then I just want to make you aware really quickly, I talk about my Trancy Tuesdays membership on a lot of these calls. That's what I was mentioning when I talked about the group calls that I do every week. I don't make thousands of dollars per call on those, but that's my baby. That's my heart, is these Trancy Tuesdays. And it's a place to just come. It's like hypnosis for hypnotists. And if you're not a hypnotist, you will love it too. To me, it's like getting weekly therapy. And then I give people my scripts and my protocols. I'm working on getting those organized thanks to a suggestion from Jeff. But I do want to let you know that I'm going to be closing that membership in a couple weeks on November, the middle of November. I'm going to be closing Trancy Tuesdays. I will reopen it in a couple weeks later when I get the landing page all updated, but the price will go up. So this is the last time it will ever be $47 a month, which comes out to less than $12 a session. So if you've been thinking about joining, and I know lots of you in here are already in there, and I'm so grateful for you. If you've been thinking about joining, I highly recommend heading over there. You can go to trancypants.com and find it there. You can message me on Facebook and I will send you the link. Have an amazing day, my friends. I'm so grateful for you all, and I will see you again on Wednesday.